Oh, you're back so soon. I didn't expect you back for at least a couple of moons, but it's been nowhere near that. Come, sit with me and tell me why you have that worried look on your face. Would you like some tea? No? Then please, my dear, just tell me what it is that troubles you. Ah, I see. Yes. Okay, so you told your mother where you got the food and how. And she told the guard, trying to claim a reward. My dear, that is absolutely terrible. Not only that they have a bounty out for peace-loving giants like me, but that she was a nuisance and they threw her in the stockades. Typical human fears, I suppose. Other than being in the stockades, is she safe enough for the time being? Ah, your sister's watching over her? That's good to hear. Can you describe them to me? Yeah, I see. Any other distinguishing features? No. They look kind of like you, though. Family resemblance. Okay. Then tonight, once it's dark enough, I'll sneak in, free them, and bring them back here. Then the three of you can just live here from now on, okay? How does that sound? What? I can be quite sneaky when I want to be. Just watch this. See there? You can't see me now, can you? It's some of what little magic I have left from when I left the village. With this, I can sneak in and take them away with no worries at all. What do you mean they have a wizard? Have you seen him do any actual magic? Some fire spells and showers of sparks in the sky. Well, my dear, it sounds like he's using basic fire elemental magic. And from what I know of magic, my elements of air and water will be more than enough to deal with anything a human wizard that dabbles in fire magic can throw at me. That is, if he even shows up. I'm sure everything will be fine. After all, these are the common stockades, right? The most I expect will be there late at night will be the couple of drunk guards. True. I will need to worry about the guards at the gate. It's been a while since I snuck over a city wall. It's not too tall, is it? Oh, about as tall as me? I doubt it'll support my weight, too. I guess I'll have to open the gates or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. Either way, I swear to you that both your mother and your sister will be safely back here by morning. On my life? Oh no. But I could swear it upon my honor. After all, I have many plants and animals counting on me. But now I have some slightly bad news. Oh yes, there is a bit of it. You see, I haven't kept my magic reserves charged up as well as I should. And in case something does happen, I'd like to have some extra on hand. How do I do that? Well, the easiest and fastest way is to make love with someone. I don't suppose you're feeling up to it? Oh no, I'm very serious. In that case, we should get started immediately. I'll need to be ready near the gates of town, so I can collect them as soon as I see my chance to, after all. Alright, let me lube you up and we can begin. Home. Home. My dear, I can definitely taste that you ran here the whole way. But that's okay. Shall we? And I'll do my best to support you as well. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right there. Oh, put your whole fist right there. Oh, massage me, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I admit I'm already moist because I've been thinking about you a lot. Oh, thinking about your touch. Just having you massage me down there. Oh, massaging my giant breasts while you're working your magic down there. Yeah. My precious little human. Having you between my legs, all moistened with my saliva. Oh, yeah. Oh, I wish you could fit completely inside of me. I might have to try that someday. Just push you completely into my womb. But for now, oh, your arm will have to do. I'll have to dig out some other magics later. See what other kind of fun we can have. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Push your whole arm inside of me. Oh, and massage my labia with your other arm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know just how I like it now, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, just thinking about you working on me down there is so erotic. I never could have experienced this in town, in my village. Having a human between my legs. Oh, yeah. No other giant can satisfy me like you. Oh, tiny little human pushing against me. Oh, yes. You are always so satisfying. Thank you. With that. I feel my magic increase quite a bit. Thank you, my dear. Should I clean you up and help you finish off? Ow. Delicious as always. Oh yeah. Oh, goodness. All right. I'm going to have to go get ready. You stay here and rest, okay? And when I get back, we'll have some more fun. I love you, my dearest. Try not to get into any trouble and trust the animals. Be safe.